A lobbyist is sleeping with a politician. Does this count as a gift under state law? An act of goodwill? A way to gain influential access? No, this isn't a political joke, at least not to the North Carolina State Ethics Commission. They were asked these very questions and recently ruled that consensual sex between politicians and lobbyists is A-OK. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
We don't know who is involved, but we have a good idea of where the bureaucrat or politician works. This ethics ruling was in response to a request from North Carolina's Secretary of State's office. The subject line of the ruling read here by Michael Bitzer.
Sexual favors or sexual acts as a gift or, quote, thing of value, unquote.
And the content of this formal opinion from the State Ethics Commission is enough to make the longtime political scientist and Catawba College professor blush.
Boy, this is...
And understandably so. North Carolina law sets monetary limits on what lobbyists can give to lawmakers and bureaucrats. Anything over $10 a day must be reported. In-kind and goodwill gifts are regulated as well, but the standard there is a bit more murky, if a reasonable person would conclude the gifts were for the purpose of influence. This ruling is about an adult relationship where both parties consent, and meeting your paramour at work isn't all that uncommon, even for lawmakers, says Stephen Spalding, policy counsel for the national political watchdog group Common Cause.
You have plenty of members of Congress and state legislators that are married to registered lobbyists.
What matters ethically, he says, is the intent of that relationship.
If the intent is to move a client's agenda forward, I think that raises all kinds of ethical concerns, and the conflict of interests are just more than apparent.
But even the appearance of impropriety can have an effect and has been an issue here in the past, says Michael Bitzer.
That would have been under former North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis.
In 2012, two of Tillis's senior staff resigned after it was learned they were in relationships with lobbyists.
You know, that raised real concerns about, is there quid pro quo?
And despite this ruling by the State Ethics Commission, which found these kinds of relations have no monetary value and therefore are permissible, those concerns of quid pro quo are bound to remain. And what of adult relations that hinge on the exchange of money? Despite bringing up the illegality of prostitution, the Ethics Commission found, quote, paid prostitution services by a third party to a designated individual could constitute a gift or thing of value. A designated individual, by the way, is a politician or bureaucrat. Now, sure, the word prostitution stood out to you, but you should also focus on the word could, says Bitzer.
I mean, words have meaning, and that one word is something that could open it up or not.
Because it means prostitution could constitute a gift or could not. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.